We're doing Asher Chaim, the Kitzur Shchanuch Mekol Chaim, our learning of Halacha in memory of Asher Chaim ben Avraham Avinu. The Kitzur Shchanuch says, Nagin, it is customary to place pieces of bread. We wrap them up so you don't end up leaving crumbs behind. But it's customary to leave pieces of bread in a place where the guy who's searching for the chametz, who's doing bdichat chametz, will come across them. So that when he makes a blessing, he's making a blessing over the destruction of chametz, he'll find some chametz to destroy. Now, let's say you didn't put out 10 loaves of bread. So that's okay, because when we make the blessing, the idea is, if I will come across chametz while I check, then I will get rid of it. And the blessing is really over the destruction, which we'll do in the morning, the following morning. This year, Pesach falls out Monday night, right? The night between Monday and Tuesday. So we're going to do Bedikas Chametz the night between Sunday and Monday, Sunday night. And we make a blessing, I'll be your Chametz. And that blessing goes on the destruction, which we'll do tomorrow morning. The custom is to let the kids put out the loaves of bread, the pieces of bread, and wrap them up. I got a very nice blessing. I remember the first year we were married, so I came to sell the chametz to the rabbi, and the rabbi wished me, Be'ezrat Hashem, next year you should have someone in line to set out the loaves of bread for you. He was blessing me with children, that we should have children. It's a beautiful blessing. The children, they hide the chametz, and then they're all waiting to see. That's when the fun of Pesach begins. When they're hiding out the chametz already, and now they're looking, is Abba going to find it? Is Abba going to find it? And of course, you make a big tararam about looking for it and finding it. Okay. After we check for the chametz, we got to be careful with the leftover chametz that we're still going to eat tonight and tomorrow morning, that it doesn't get scattered around the house, because if you lose some of it, then you're going to have to search the whole house all over again until you find it. The Torah says, "Tashbitu se'o mibatechem," get rid of the leaven from your homes. So how do we get rid of it? The first thing is that a person says, I want to have nothing to do with it. Even if I own it, I hereby relinquish my ownership, and from my perspective, it's like dust of the earth. From my perspective, I own no chametz. I hereby relinquish all ownership. I make it hefker. And bitul requires a person to really think over whatever chametz I have, and to think, whatever I have, it should all be like dust. I want to have nothing to do with it. And the person has to think that if I come across any chametz in the house, I'll throw it to the garbage. Because it's as though I'd find a cloud of earth in my home. From my perspective, from here on, chametz is worthless, the chametz that I own. And in doing so, a person has really fulfilled the biblical obligation of getting rid of chametz. And then even if, let's say, he's going to find in the middle of Pesach that he had 5 pretzels that he put under the keyboard as he was gnashing on the pretzels, so he picks up the keyboard, 5 pretzels, that's dirt. Rabbinically, you're obligated to get rid of it. But biblically, you didn't transgress, even though there was some chametz somewhere in your house. You didn't transgress because in your mind you got rid of it. It wasn't your chametz.
But didn't you transgress seeing it?
You're allowed to see chametz that's not your own, and this isn't your chametz. You got rid of it from your possession. Chazal said you have to literally get it out of your possession. It's not enough. But biblically, he hasn't transgressed. But that requires real thought. I don't want to have anything to do with the chametz. It's not mine. So that means if afterwards you'll see a bottle of scotch that cost $500 that you forgot about, that someone gave you in honor of who knows what, and then you find it in the middle of Pesach, so you say, get that out of my house, right? Now, you could say, wait, I sold it to the non-Jew. I went to the rabbi, I sold it. Okay, so then cover it up, it's not yours. Put it away in the stash of chametz that got sold to the guy, because this isn't yours, this was also sold to the non-Jew. Yes, sir.
So what happens if it's abroad?
If it's
abroad.
So you could also sell it. You could sell it. Okay, right after we check, so we make a declaration that says, all chametz or leaven that's in my possession, that I didn't come across, I didn't find, I didn't get rid of, let it be null and like the earth of the ground. And you have to say it in a language that you understand. In Agados, it's printed in Aramaic, you have to say it in a language that you understand. This isn't some kind of a Kabbalistic incantation you're saying. You're saying something that has meaning. If I didn't find any chametz or leaven that I didn't find, that I didn't get rid of, let it be null, let it be like the earth of the ground. And we say it a second time the next morning. We look at the calendars to see when the fifth hour is. And you have to say it early in the day. You finish eating your chametz, and then you say any chametz or any leaven that is in my possession, if I saw it or I didn't see it, I got rid of it or I didn't get rid of it, let it be null and like the earth of the ground. So some say you say it three times during the night, and wherever it is, you could annul it. And you could also point someone else to annul it. Now, ideally, you annul it after you've burnt your chametz in the morning. Burn your chametz on time. And right after you burn it, you take agada with you. Or, like me, you forget your agada at home and borrow someone else's agada there. And you say this over there after you've burnt your chametz. Yes, sir?
What about if Erev Pesach
is Shabbos? So that's on a different occasion. We'll discuss that. It's online. We discussed it last year or 2 years ago.